This is Linda Morgan from More FM in the River, and I'm speaking with Sean Simpson, who is the owner of Simpson's PharmaSave in Virgil. How you doing?
I'm well, Linda. How are you today?
Pretty good, pretty good. So we're about to head into the cold and flu season, just as the country's fight against COVID-19 continues. So what is our best defense against getting sick?
Well, number one is the flu shot. So certainly we've had a lot of awareness about vaccines over the last 6 to 8 months with the COVID vaccine, and we'll be expecting in a few short weeks that the flu vaccine will become available, and that's absolutely the best thing that people can do to protect themselves.
And who's eligible to get the flu shot?
Pretty much everyone's eligible. So in pharmacies, we'll be waiting for the word, but we were vaccinating ages 5 and up in pharmacies last year in Ontario, and those under that age can get the flu shot from their family practice or a doctor. So we'll wait and see if those rules hold tight this year, but there'll be a lot of room. But there's pretty much everyone can get the vaccine. And much what we've heard about vaccines this year is that it's not just about protecting yourself, but it's about protecting everyone else. So the more people get vaccinated, the more we are able to suppress the spread of flu and protect those that are most vulnerable, because we really do want to protect people that are most susceptible, which is the elderly and those with immune conditions that potentially may not be able to be vaccinated or may not be as well protected. So really important that everybody gets vaccinated if they're eligible.
And what kind of immune conditions can disqualify someone from getting a flu shot?
They're few and far between, but there's some people with that are on immune modulating medications that may not be able to get vaccinated. So important to check with your doctor. But most often they're people that that do know that they're not eligible. So we're often again talking different active immune conditions, perhaps multiple sclerosis or rheumatoid arthritis, depending on the types of medications that they're taking. Those are possibly examples where, or people at transplant recipients, perhaps depending on the medications they're on. So we look at it in a case by case, but those are the types of individuals that may not be able to get protected.
And how much time in between getting a flu shot and a COVID-19 dose would you recommend? Can you get both at the same time?
It does depend on the vaccines, but typically what we're aware of under the current vaccines is that it we would be able to administer both at the same time if there were people still going through active vaccinations with COVID. So if that were an option, we would certainly explore that. For those that have already been vaccinated, we would usually, once that's happened, as long as 2 weeks has passed, then they'd be eligible to get their flu shot.
And when would you recommend getting a shot?
As soon as it's made available to you. So much like COVID, the best shot you can get is the first one that's made available to you. So stay tuned to your local pharmacies or visit pharmasave.com for more information about where and when the flu shot will be available. But we would expect most years it comes available in mid to late October. So as soon as that becomes available, then whether your practitioners are providing a waiting list or making appointments is make it, put it on your list of things to do and get it as early as possible, because that'll afford you the most protection throughout the flu season.
And what's your advice to people who do get sick?
Well, I mean, definitely, you know, another conversation certainly that we've had with people developing symptoms is, we know if you're symptomatic that you may be able to spread the virus. So number one is stay home. You know, symptom management is fine, so you can look after whatever, you know, might be ailing you. So those are all things you can take over-the-counter medications to manage symptoms, whether it's, you know, sneezing or a stuffy nose or a headache. Those things can all be managed with over-the-counter medications. Certainly get your rest. That helps to recover. And then, you know, again, sanitize and wash your hands, especially and reduce contact with other people while you're sick until you're better, so that we can limit the spread.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
You're welcome, Linda. And as mentioned, there's tons of resources available on pharmasave.com to help people give more information about how they can protect themselves and others and to tell whether they have the flu or cold.
Excellent. Well, all right. This is Linda Morgan for More FM and The River, and that was Sean Simpson, the owner of Simpson's PharmaSave in Virgil.